This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Hundreds of Walgreens pharmacy staff have walked off the job this week around the country. Pharmacy workers say staff shortages put customers at risk. And as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, the job responsibilities for pharmacy staff have gone up as well.
Pharmacists do a lot more than fill prescriptions these days.
Administering vaccines, providing more counseling, administering COVID tests.
Robert Field is a professor of law and health management and policy at Drexel University. He says as the responsibilities of pharmacists have grown in recent years,
pharmacy is reaching a point where the expanding roles of pharmacists is coming into conflict with their ability to do their basic job.
Plus, they don't always get reimbursed for those extra services, says Anna LaGrid Dopp with the American Society of Health System Pharmacists.
And the math just doesn't work out if that's the case.
So it's not surprising that a lot of retail pharmacy staff quit or retired in the wake of the pandemic, says Joseph Carino at the Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences. He says pharmacy school graduates also have a lot of other options now, like working in hospitals, doctor's offices, or for drug companies.
As students are becoming more aware of the variety of roles, it just becomes a larger competition for the limited number of graduates that we have every year.
That means retail pharmacies need to make the job more enticing if they're going to hire more staff to meet demand. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.